with you, babe. I guess that could be a reference to Roberta Facinelli or to Jennifer Horn or to Meredith or to Charlotte or to Megan. Let's see, who else? And all the girls there are on the farm. 300 girls.
They're cows, those girls. They're real cows.
They are, as a matter of fact. Last week, I was interested in, last week is the last week of school for most districts around the country, right?
Yeah.
So I was interested in the Elmont Memorial High School in New York City, Roberta. A lot of last week shenanigans going on. Somebody called 911 to report that she saw a student carrying a lime green gun.
Oh, beer.
At the school.
Lime green, huh?
Police searched the school and found a green and yellow Nerf gun. So they closed down the school for a Nerf gun.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Yes, that's what I would say.
Great
idea. Later in the hour, we have Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness guru. There it is. The fitness guru. Do you ladies have any questions for Andrea? I can put the three of you together, and you could perhaps help America in the exercise department. The Doug Steffen family is all about exercising, keeping in shape, eating the right foods, knowing what's going on in your body. Yes?
I want to talk to her about swimming.
Oh, okay.
Because it is so hot. That's the only kind of outdoor activity that I can even, like, fathom myself doing at this point. Because it's been so hot here in L.A. Can't walk like usual. It's just nasty. So I want to know, since, you know, I'm not, like, the strongest swimmer ever. I want to know what she recommends to do getting in shape in the pool.
Getting in shape?
In the pool.
In the pool.
People say it's the greatest because it's really easy on your joints. It's good for you. You burn a lot of calories. So I want to know what we can do if we're not like A-plus swimmers.
Nothing but good comes from that, by the way.
So isn't that a good question?
Roberta, aren't you a good swimmer?
I'm a very good swimmer. I'm an advanced open water scuba diver.
Yeah. So what does that mean in terms of your
own
exercise?
I'm an advanced dog paddler, Roberta.
Yeah.
Stroker.
Yeah. What was the question, Doug?
I just wondered what that means in terms of your overall physicality, in terms of strength and endurance, breathing, all that stuff.
Well, certainly, I mean, you need to know how to breathe properly. That's for sure if you're a scuba diver. And a lot of that comes from swimming. Because, actually, I was asthmatic as a kid. Don't tell anybody because I'm not supposed to dive. But, swimming definitely helped the asthma situation because you learn how to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn how to control your breathing and use your body while you're breathing. And how not to overexert yourself to the point where you get asthmatic. It's all a matter of training. It's all a matter of conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So swimming, I would have to say, is the single biggest thing that helped me overcome my asthmatic problems as a child.
So I have a problem with coordination because I can backstroke I'm pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at dog paddling, but when it comes to timing my breath as you know, when you're doing like real swimming.
Like Australian crawl type thing?
I cannot get it right. I inhale the entire pool and I worked. I even had my friend who was a swimming instructor try to help me get my timing down and I like the worst coordination with that.
It's just a matter of practice as in any sport. That's all it is. It's just practice.
Like I've sucked in the entire swimming pool, I swear. Three times.
You have to relax. That's the whole thing with swimming. Yeah. You can't. It's nothing that you can do forcibly. It's almost like meditation swimming. You just got to completely relax and just go with it.
I was out swimming last night. I jumped in the pool with my bar of soap. Charlotte runs around and
you don't take a bath in the pool, do you?
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh my gosh, that is disgusting.
Why is it disgusting? Oh come on,
that's going to totally gunk up your filter system.
What do you think? I'm filthy. I had
no
fun.
No, the soap.
But the soap.
No, it's not. No, the filter system works fine. I have one of those subcutaneous what's-his filters that works.
Oh, what's-his filter? Those are fine.
Those are the best.
They are the best, in fact, yes. All right, so anyway, so last night I was out swimming around, and for the first time, I don't know why, I had splashed up on Charlotte, and I was looking around. It was dark, and for whatever the reason, my mind got distracted thinking about some other things. And I just swallowed a big gulp of the water.
It's so disgusting.
I don't have chlorine in my pool because I have one of those things that fixes
what's
the water.
A what's-its, who's-its filter.
A salinization thing so that it doesn't have, yeah, it's a what's-its, who's-its.
Yeah, the what's-its, who's-its. Exactly.
But it, a long time since, you just put me into that zone, Roberta, a long time since we were kids when you would swallow the water because you were learning how to swim.
It drives me crazy.
All right, speaking of driving people crazy, this has driven a number of people crazy. A gay married man in Florida approved for a green card. This is the first time a person in a same-sex marriage has been allowed that particular benefit. Trion Popov, a Bulgarian immigrant who's married to an American, was told via email on Friday he had received a permanent visa just after the Supreme Court struck down the DOMA Act, which prevented federal marriage benefits from being extended to gay couples. You know, in this circumstance, I don't care about this, frankly, and how it affects the individuals. What bothers me is that there are so many government programs. This thing has gotten so wild and crazy, out of control, with people, federal marriage benefits. Why should the federal government be involved at all in you being married to whomever it is that you want to be married to? Why do you even have to have a license? Why? And what are the things that go on after? It's like a divorce, I suppose. When somebody is divorced and it's contested, or there's a mess because of a non-competes, because of what am I losing in my mind? The prenups that people don't. Then after they're done, they fight about them. It just seems to me that this is all stuff that's made and created to make things difficult. And that's what some people have a hard time with it. Just if you love somebody, be with them. That's it. Be with the person that you love. Find that person. Love them. Adore them. Hold them. But don't all this government stuff, it gets in the way of people. You know, when you think about it, unless you're like Roberta and she just made sure everything was in her name. There you go. All right, anyway, Jamie Foxx wore a Trayvon Martin shirt to the BET Awards. We were listening to the story of Mariah Carey lip-syncing earlier. Mm-hmm. So, Jennifer, what do you know about this?
I just know that Jamie Foxx has become quite outspoken in his old age. And he showed up at the BET Awards, like you said, wearing this Trayvon Martin shirt. It was a picture of Trayvon's face in the hooded sweatshirt. And that's what he showed up to on stage, wearing this T-shirt. Now, that's all the story is, really. But the question is, what do we think of him wearing this? Is this a good thing? Is he speaking out for him?
Why is it anybody's business what he wore?
Well, because he wore it to make a statement.
Well, yeah, okay. So he made a statement. Does that mean he wants to see Zimmerman in some way, shape, or form fry for what happened?
I would say so.
He's black, and does that mean all black people think that Zimmerman is guilty?
I don't know if all black people think he's guilty, but this isn't the first time he's worn this shirt. He's worn it to the April MTV Movie Awards. This is obviously something that's near and dear to him, and I think it's interesting before we know the whole story, and maybe we never will, so maybe he should just keep that T-shirt on. But, you know, this kid, there was some kind of altercation. I mean, yeah. I'm not, you know, condoning shooting him in any way, because he's got a family, and that's terrible, but until you know the whole situation, this isn't like, you know, Nelson Mandela that you're wearing on your chest. You catch my drift? That I would be like, yeah, that's cool, Mandela. Yeah, Mandela T-shirt. But no, instead it's a Trayvon Martin T-shirt. It's interesting.
There are two schools of thought here. One of them is that you stir the pot and create conversation. What does this prove? Other than it shows, makes a statement, Jamie Foxx, okay, supports Trayvon Martin. Does that bring an awareness to the trial? Does it bring an awareness to the event itself? I would like to say, or have these T-shirts say, or whatever it is you're wearing, say something more direct, like Zimmerman's guilty. Instead of just a Trayvon Martin shirt.
That's what it says, pretty much.
It does.
I mean, I think that's what it says, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it really doesn't do anything because nobody who can make a decision or be swayed on this is going to know about it.
Right, but you know what I think it does? I think it fuels up dissension in the ranks, honestly. I think it fuels up people's community. I think that if there is, I mean, just as someone who lived in L.A. during the Rodney King verdict, that was scary and horrible, and I fear that if that kind of verdict comes down for George Zimmerman, the same thing is going to happen, and I feel like these kind of things might fuel that.
Mm. Fuel the flame.
Because I think it becomes more about race than it is about the crime.
Yeah, I think that you're right about that, and I think that's the problem with this stuff. At any rate, food for thought. People have objections, people have opinions, and that's really what it's all about. In a conversation like this, we try to tell you what's the story, and you figure out in your own mind. I mean, I certainly have opinions. The ladies have opinions. Kenny's got opinions. Share them with us. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show or 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive appliance store for details. Offer valid 628 through 77. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
The fitness guru Andrea Metcalf joins us with the ladies asking her questions about summer exercising. That's coming up in the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're celebrating the 2nd of July. We'll be celebrating live on the air the 4th of July as well here on Good Day.
It'd be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Update of the Chuck Berry song, and it brings me around to thinking about the end of the school year. I was just talking about that school in New York City where they closed everything down the last week of school because some student had a Nerf gun.
Oh no!
Oh my God! All right, so now here's another outrage: a teacher in San Diego fired over a domestic violence incident involving her ex-husband, who showed up at the school despite the fact that she had a restraining order on him. He went to school, so why does she get fired?
I know, that's kind of dumb.
Kenny, what do you know about that? That's a San Diego story, your neck of the woods, something that happened. Oh. What's the story? Why would you think
lots
that it would
of,
be
a... Lots of outrage about it, but... Excuse me. The school was apparently concerned for the welfare of their students because this guy's a loose cannon and he keeps harassing her and showing up there. So they got rid of her to keep him away.
Well, but somehow or other, that doesn't really.
It really stinks, doesn't it?
That's awful.
It really is.
That's terrible. Gee, and there's no... So what does she do? She has to move... She's divorced from this guy, right?
Yes.
So she has to now, what, move to Massachusetts or something to get away from the guy. Even though, see, that's the danger. You hear all of these stories about the violence that happens even with restraining orders. The restraining order is only as good as your ability to have it enforced.
That's right.
Right? So in this circumstance, this guy... obviously has a screw loose, and so I can understand the kids being scared. Yep, I guess it doesn't seem right. I don't know.
No.
It doesn't seem right. So, what are you? Is that a big thing on Twitter and Facebook in your neck of the woods?
It's not so much on social media. When it first happened a couple months ago, there was a lot of buzz about it, and she's been going on some local talk shows, and I'm pretty sure if she hasn't already, she's getting some legal assistance. I don't know if she's going to get her job back or just sue them. Sue the school for wrongful
termination. Terrible, though, to go through all of that and then lose your job. Wow. But I understand the school's point of view. Like, if you get rid of her, then he's not going to come there anymore.
Yeah, well, you'd think. You'd hope.
You would think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, you know, this ties in with a study that finds that most men don't mature until they reach the age of 43.
43?
Women mature at 32. Yeah. I think that's the case. I didn't mature until I was in my mid-40s. I could never, ever have conducted myself the way I do now, or the way I have, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, if I were trying to do then what I'm trying to do now, especially with regard to personal relationships.
I think you've matured a lot in the last 6 months in regards to personal relationships, just as a little compliment to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure that that always...
No, that's a good thing.
I'm not sure
though.
That Meredith thinks that every day of the week. Some days, yeah, and some days, no, but it's not easy. But when you really love somebody and you really get engaged, and you can tell by listening to me where I am with that, and it is the first time actually in my life that I've ever felt that way. And it's not an easy thing when you have had a lot of... I'm not sure what the right word is, but... mistakes have been made, and so you work on correcting them, and that's something that happens when you mature. I think you're right, Jennifer. 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Award-winning author Michael Hebert's new book is the suspense thriller Dream with Little Angels. We spoke with him about the origins of the title and how he created the fictional town of Alvin, Alabama.
I spent about 6 months living in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and down there when they kiss their kids goodnight, they say this little thing in Spanish that translates to dream little angels. I guess it's kind of like us saying nighty-night, don't let the bed bugs bite, only theirs is much more poetic. So I decided that might be a really good title for a book. Keeping track of all the details of Alvin was really hard, because it wasn't just Alvin. Alvin had streets. Alvin had buildings. It had a main street full of shops and all the people that ran those shops. And then I had characters and birthdays. And because of the fact that the original murder right at the beginning flashes back 11 years, there were so many different things in time I had to juggle. So what I did was I created a book Bible, and my book Bible was like an encyclopedia of Alvin and everybody in it. And I basically wrote down every fact I knew about everyone in the city and about the city, and I kept maps of the city, and I drew the maps out digitally so I could blow them up, and I had them all over the wall. If someone would have looked in my kitchen, they would have thought I was a serial killer, I'm sure. And when it came to writing the second book, which I'm just finishing now, that book Bible really came in handy because I already had all of the information laid out for me.
That's award-winning author Michael Hebert on his new literary suspense novel, Dream with Little Angels.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to freezedryguy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Enjoy the summer. Have a swim. Go do some work. Actually, every once in a while I get asked a question about the crowdfund report. We have a little crowdfunding going on, and there's a reference to it. Actually, somebody thought, if you go to DougStefan.com, right on the right-hand side of the homepage, you see the report. Things like this are slow at this time of year. We had a goal, a minimal goal. We've reached it and then some. But the needs are far greater than what we were explaining there. There are a lot of different options and opportunities. Crowdfunding is such a fascinating thing. So just to learn how it works and pay attention to, perhaps if you care about what may happen on a great local farm in a suburban community around Boston, you can see what goes on. If you want to help, that is a great thing as well. It's a tax-deductible sort of a thing. I bring it up because there are two things that have come to me in doing this. We were just talking off the air about maturing and what happens. Well, we talked on the air about how men don't mature until they're 43 and women mature 31 or 32. And I think that that's one of the things. I was so pleased with my daughter waiting to get married until she was about that age. Her husband, a little younger than she is, but he's mature. It's okay. But
she's a cougar? I didn't know that, I don't think.
I think he's a year and a half younger than she is.
I like it.
Somewhere in that vicinity. Anyway, so the whole idea about transformation and what brings things around, what is it that we want to change about ourselves and how do we go about changing ourselves, it is really a difficult thing to do, to learn new things as you get older. So we've opened up the farm to an opportunity. There have been people over the years who've asked me if they could come and share the work experience on the farm, and they'd be happy to pay for that opportunity. So what we're going to do is encourage people that want to learn about the farm and want to do some work to spend a long weekend with us. You can bring your family, you can come by yourself. And it's amazing how many people are interested in doing that already, because it's not a typical sort of thing that you can have. I know one farmer in Vermont who has a bed and breakfast on the farm does this sort of thing. And people in the summertime, wildly popular, because people want to work. It's an experience, it's learning, good for the children, all that sort of thing. So we're going to do that. And then somebody else asked me why I don't personalize this a little bit and offer myself up, again, this is for a cause, for the farm. Why don't I offer myself for lunch
let's say I fly someplace and somebody wants to have a lunch with me, and I haven't, we didn't put it on the Facebook, I mean on the crowdfunding campaign, but I guess I would do this, you know, have somebody pay $1,000 or something to the fund, or I guess it needs to be more than that because it costs me money to get where they are, but I'll be happy to go to lunch with anybody. I'll pick up the tab even if you donate $2,500.
You should probably sweeten the deal and invite Roberta and I along.
I could do that. Then they'd have to they have to kick in $5,000 or $6,000 for that.
Okay.
Or maybe we'll do that. That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so
lunch dates with Dougie.
Yep. Well, for the cause of saving the farm. That's really what it's about. Anyway, that's the bottom line on that routine. Another routine that you should be into is exercising every single day. You need to do something to move the muscles in your body, to keep yourself in shape, toned, muscles, all that good stuff. Andrea Metcalf is our fitness guru, and she's going to take some questions from the ladies in a moment. Plus, she wants to talk a little bit about potassium-rich foods. But what kind of exercises should women be doing in the summertime? That's the focus. Andrea Metcalf joins us right after this here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
We've all been there. The hurried soup from a can, the blah salad. Somewhere along the line, we traded real lunches for 300 email hit-and-run eating. With hectic schedules and increased pressure to meet all the demands of our daily lives, lunch has become a grab-and-go affair. This summer, lifestyle expert Martha McCulley has teamed up with Sargento to encourage Americans to take back the lunch hour to refuel their minds and bodies with natural, fresh ingredients.
We all know busy schedules are overwhelming, but dedicating time for a lunch break is a great first step to improving your peace of mind. Taking a real lunch gives you an opportunity to savor food the way it's meant to be enjoyed. Create a sandwich using natural, never-processed ingredients like Sargento natural sliced cheeses. They're cut from real block cheese and add fresh, delicious flavors to your handcrafted sandwiches.
For real lunch ideas, visit Sargento.com. That's Sargento.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium,
our locker room,
our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap, and our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
All right, so let's get at it. 20 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Andrea Metcalf, author of Naked Fitness. Andrea is here with us each week at this time to move us and groove us, to prove to us without a shadow of a doubt how it is that you need to be moving your body, how you can do it without it being stressful. I was thinking of actually joining a CrossFit. I'm on the farm. My body gets a great workout. I'm already feeling the difference in how I look and how I feel, but it's mostly upper torso stuff. And there's a new CrossFit place that's opened not far from here that would, I suppose, serve to help my butts, although Roberta thinks I have wonderful butt.
You do.
make it even.
I've always said that.
Even
is
better.
It weird that I don't know what your butt looks like?
You can.
Maybe you could show that on TV.
Gauge it. Yeah, would that be a draw?
Send your pictures.
No, that's okay.
So anyway, well, I'd much rather look at all of yours than you look at, you look at mine, I look at yours. Suppose
it's only fair, I suppose.
Fair, right, exactly, it's all fair. All right, so we have questions from the girls, Andrea, about summer exercising. Jennifer, you may start off if you would like.
Yes, Andrea. So it's been very hot here in Los Angeles and very humid, and I have not wanted to do my normal walking, which I've been doing lately. And so I was thinking about the pool. I was thinking, gosh, I should swim, but I'm not a great swimmer. So what can I do in the pool that will give me a workout? I mean, I can dog paddle and backstroke and float and all that. I suck in all the pool when I swim like a normal person. So what can I do in the pool that would still give me a workout?
Well, actually, you can probably get a better workout than just traditional swimming if you're not that strong of a swimmer by running in the pool. Go to the shallow end where it's just about waist height or just up to your shoulders and run or walk forward and backwards. The other thing you can do is just about any jumping jack, aerobic move, you know, knee lifts, knee circles, all in that end. It's the best way that you can move water around. You'll get your heart rate up, and it can be a lot of fun.
Okay, so just run or walk. And how long do you do that? Like, what's a good amount of time?
Well, you always want to try and spend 20 to 30 minutes on any exercise program. You know, 10 if you're working really, really hard. But 20 to 30 minutes if you're kind of working at moderate intensity. You can also hold on to the side of the wall and do, like, all your legs kicks on your belly, on your side, and then on your back. Or use a kickboard or some of the, you know, even holding on to a noodle and being able to do, you know, leg kicks, straddles, open and closes. Those all work, too.
Mm. All right. I'm going to try it.
Try it. You'll like it.
Yeah. Try it. Try it.
Yeah. Does it make a difference how old you are doing any of this stuff, Andrea?
No, and especially in the water because it's not weight-bearing on your joints.
Does it make a difference whether you're in fresh water or salt water?
Only to your skin and how long you can stay in there. Remember, we're a little more buoyant, but it's not
that's what I mean.
Really
yeah,
notice.
More you can do
yeah,
better.
You won't notice it.
Yeah, you won't. All right, Roberta, your turn for a question. The girls, questions from the girls on Good Day to Andrea Metcalf. By the way, AndreaMetcalf.com and NakedFitness.com, two places where you can find out what you need to know about my favorite fitness expert. So. How about we go there and check out Andrea? Meanwhile, Roberta, what's on your mind exercise-wise?
Well, you know, I'm the type of person I absolutely do not like at all going to a gym or any type of, you know, aerobics workouts where you're jumping up and down and you're climbing up steps and stuff like that. I absolutely cannot stand it. But what I do love is doing yoga. And I've had people say to me, well, that's really not exercise. And I just wanted to get your take on it. I mean, I love yoga. I do yoga sometimes 3-4 times a week.
Well, I guess the biggest question is during your yoga practice, do you ever feel like you get your heart rate up above 120 beats per minute? Because what some people feel is yoga should be for relaxing, and there's certainly different types of yoga. There's a vinyasa flow. There's an Ayurvedic. There's different people's followings from forest yoga to Iyengar yoga to Baron Batiste yoga. So really, if your practice combines a little bit of cardio, which is the breathing, getting your heart rate up above that 120 beats per minute mark, where you can actually kind of feel your heart beating, you're probably getting the cardiovascular benefits you need, along with the strength and flexibility that yoga is so well known for. So I say if you're doing yoga 5-6 times a week, high five you and keep doing it. And don't pay attention to what other people are saying, especially if they're the ones who are out of shape.
Well, I usually don't. I can't say that I get my heart rate up that high, but I will tell you, I mean, there are times where my muscles are shaking and I'm in an absolute sweat. I'm soaking wet from it. But I wouldn't say anything about the heartbeat.
You may not notice that your heart rate's up. You should. Have you ever worn a heart rate monitor?
No, I don't.
You might be surprised.
Okay.
I'll try it once just to see where it's at. And like I said, you might be surprised because 120 beats per minute is really where we need to get our heart rate to have some cardiovascular benefits. We're getting very little of them. So our heart rate's normally around 60 to 70. When we get it up almost into that 120 mark, we really start to get that, you know, the cleaning out of the arteries and the veins and get that circulatory system tuned up, which is what we want. So it's not that you have to work in the 140 to 160. Where everyone's like in the max training zones to get those benefits. So I'd wear a heart rate monitor just to see where you're at one day, or take your pulse during the middle of class when you feel like your muscles are shaking.
Yeah.
Take your heart rate and just look at a clock for 10 seconds, multiply by 6.
Yeah, my heart rate's usually pretty high. My heart rate's usually 82, and it's been that way since I was a teenager. I mean, that's the baseline for me.
Wow.
Which I know is a little high, but that's what it's always been. It's, you know, well, it's been this, my heart rate and my blood pressure has been exactly the same since I was in my teens. Nothing has changed.
Well, and that's what you really want. We want to have those heart healthy protecting benefits as we age, and that indicates you're getting them from the right foods and exercise and stress reduction programs you're planning, because it stayed the same. Stay calm.
All right. Now, she's talking about shaking. Is there a mineral component that's missing? You've been blogging about potassium-rich foods this week at AndreaMetcalf.com. I'm wondering, when you hear about, again, potassium or selenium or magnesium, all things that your body needs to have plenty of, if you're lacking in something or something else that I didn't mention, is your body going to do that shake, rattle, and roll that Roberta was talking about?
Well, that's a different kind of shake. That's a shaking from muscle fatigue. So the muscles are trying to continue effort, but she's used up pretty much all the energy, and so they're beyond or overload principle, which is what you want to get to. When you get to fatigue, that's when you know you're building strength. Now, the reason I started talking more about potassium and trying to get into some of these antioxidants and minerals that people need is to be more aware. And potassium is one of those key ones that we lose when we get when we exercise. It's sodium, potassium that we need to replace.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to, and that's also one of the contributing factors for higher blood pressure. We always think of just sodium, don't take in sodium, but a lot of times we're not getting in enough potassium to get rid of that sodium. So that's why I went into the whole, you know, eat clams and beets and greens and yellowfin tuna and Swiss chard and acorn squash to try and make people more aware of what they need in their diets daily, and potassium is one of them.
All right, so there it is. Lots of information in the Better Living box from Andrea Metcalf at DougStephan.com, and check her out also at AndreaMetcalf.com. Our fitness guru here every week. Now I'm feeling better already. I'm going to go out and bench press 400 pounds. Woo-hoo!
Woo!
It's 12 before the hour. A good day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy. At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
take you in my arms. I'm in love with you. Love that is.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Movie during this week in 1979 was Meatballs, Making It. What do you remember about that movie, Chuck Curry, our movie man?
I remember watching that movie on a basic cable channel.
Yeah.
It was called WHT. It was before HBO and Showtime. And I believe that was Bill Murray's first film. It was a big hit, actually.
Meatballs.
Shot on a very low budget,
yeah.
But did very well at the box office. It's a charming film, actually.
This is the anniversary of the Men in Black opening up, 1997. So that franchise is 15 years old. Did the third installment this past year do as well as the other two? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, actually did pretty well. I know the studio's going to do another one. I don't know if Tommy Lee Jones or Will Smith will be involved, but they're going to keep that franchise going. I don't know if you've seen the trailer to this new Jeff Bridges, Ryan Reynolds film.
Yeah, it looks weird.
It looks like they ripped off Men in Black.
Yeah.
I know it's based on some sort of a graphic novel or comic book.
Yeah.
But it looks like Men in Black 4 with different actors.
For those of you who don't know, this is a story about police who have been killed in the line of duty. It's called RIPD, Rest in Peace. Or Western Police, or whatever it is. And, yeah, it looks kind of silly. All I can remember about the first Men in Black was Vincent D'Onofrio playing a really weird... Well, he plays those parts so well.
Yeah.
Remember him, huh?
Sure.
But is Will Smith becoming too difficult to work with? I mean, all these films around, and he just goes, I don't want to really do that.
No, I'll tell you exactly what happens. Will Smith was a huge star. All his movies made a ton of money. And he's getting a little older.
Yeah.
And his audience is, some of his audience has outgrown him.
Yeah.
And the studios are very reluctant to pay people $20 or $25 million or a percentage on a film if they're not going to get the return. And that's what reluctant.
So wouldn't you think if he wants to keep working, unless he's got a lot of money, he doesn't care, he'd want to keep working. And so what's the difference between 15 and 20 million other than 5 million? 15 million is 15 million. Right.
We know that. You know how that issue with the stubbornness, Harrison Ford had that issue because he refused for many, many years to take a dime lower than he normally took in his heyday.
Yeah, and now he's changed that tune, right?
Yeah, but now he's doing a lot of supporting parts, and I thought he did some of his best work in 42.
Oh, yeah, that was a great. He was very good. That was excellent. Yep. This is the anniversary of Armageddon opening. This is an asteroid on collision course with the Earth.
Michael Bay film.
Yeah, now this was right after the other one had come out. The other one came out in May. This one came out.
Yeah. He's been passing out first and then Armageddon for the 4th of July weekend.
Right.
Now, a lot of people hate Armageddon, but I think it's a fun movie. I like it.
Owen Wilson was in it. Michael Duncan, Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, Will Patton. All those people, Steve Buscemi was in it.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. And it's sort of the same thing as this White House Down versus the other one, timing about the same as well, right?
Olympus is Fallen versus White House Down. You know, a lot of articles were written yesterday why White House Down performed so badly at the box office. A lot of people in the business are perplexed that it performed so weakly. Channing Tatum's a hot actor. I thought it was, a little silly, but pretty entertaining. $25 million opening is very, very weak for a $150 million summer film that was heavily advertised.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but I liked it. I'm
going to go see it when I get a moment. What do we have in movie news?
One bit in movie news. Disney might get a bit nervous about its Lone Ranger tracking at $30 million opening weekend when it comes out on July 3rd. Here's the problem. A lot of critics are really hammering the film, one calling it painful to sit through. Most of the consensus is a 2.5-hour running time is about 40 minutes too long. Right now, 26% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. That means 73% negative. So we'll see how that performs.
I saw a friend of mine who saw a preview of it, Chucker, and he said the only nice thing he could come up with to say about the movie is that there won't be a sequel.
Yeah,
I just think they've gone too far with Johnny Depp.
I hate to pile on, but I don't know. It just feels like Pirates of the Caribbean being transformed into the Lone Ranger franchise to me. Same director, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I'll see it, but I can't say I'm really excited about
it. The Lone Ranger is an iconic brand, and the Lone Ranger is the Lone Ranger. Tonto wasn't the star. The Lone Ranger was the star.
And that's what they made Tonto the star.
Trying to turn it around doesn't work. Hi, Chucker. Great. Thank you. 59 After on Good Day.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.